in Latin, sisters, in Latin, where you ask, ubi, what does ubi mean? Well, please, where? Somebody say where? Where, here, where. Now, and that same word, when you add que, ubi que, ubique. That's everywhere. And that everywhereness, everywhereness in Latin is ubiquitas. In English, ubiquity. So, omnipresence is okay, but it's in a way, I don't want to use a word like cheating, because omnipresence, can't think of another word which is from the Latin. So, ubiquity. God is present everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. And God has to be present everywhere, because before God created anything, what existed? Be careful. Before God created anything, what alone existed? Only God. Did God always exist?
Yes.
Must God exist?
Yes.
Can God not exist?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Now the same almighty power that God had to use to create anything out of nothing, that same omnipotence He must continue exercising to keep anything in existence. Sisters, that is, as we say in Italian, molto importante, that's very important. God therefore must exercise His almighty power to keep anything which He brought out of existence to nothing, to keep it from becoming what? Nothing. All that God would have to do, that's all, is say, now, I created sister so-and-so. That's enough. I withdraw my will. What happens at the end of sister? And the same with me. Now, when we say that God is present, this is God now, everywhere, we mean that God is present in two ways. God is present by His mind, His intellect, God is present everywhere by His intellect. He must exercise His mind and exercise His will. Now, next part, the presence of Christ. In the presence of God, strictly speaking, we say He is natural. God is naturally present everywhere. Otherwise, nothing except God would exist. In the presence of Christ, is supernatural. In other words, God became man. Why did God become man? And hear it. We keep repeating, but as I think I told you, a good teacher repeats without boring. Christ is present, but now we say not naturally, because God did not become man just to sustain nature in existence. That was already true for God became man. God became man in order to give what? To give grace. That's why God became man. And he did two things. He first of all became man and then died on the cross. And by his death on the cross, as our faith tells us, Christ won, merited, gained all the grace that the human race needs to reach his eternal destiny. We have a purpose for existence, and sisters, and that purpose is not here on earth. We're not made for this world. Sisters, if all that was true, if I thought that was true, I would either have died long ago or have to be institutionalized in the mental asylum. Sisters, our purpose for living is not for this world. There was an end. There was a goal. There was a purpose beyond this world. And that purpose is what? That purpose is heaven. God therefore became man first to merit, I keep repeating the verbs, to win, to gain the means we need to reach heaven. Another word for those means is grace. That's what grace is. Remember, N plus G equals H. And now we're talking about the presence of Christ. And the Holy Father goes through several sections in Mysterium Fidei, that's Pope Paul VI, explaining the different ways in which Christ is present. And we started with 69. Would somebody read out loud number 6, question 69?
Are there different ways in which Christ presents in his church?
Yes, many ways. And then read the next question.
What is the first way that Christ is present in his church?
And read the first question. Yes, Pastor.
He is presenting his church when she prays.
Okay. In other words, when the church prays, Christ is there present, ready to give his grace. Then read the next question.
What is the second way that Christ is present in the church?
And read the answer. First question.
He is present in the church whenever we perform works of mercy.
Okay. And sisters, hear it. Your official name is Missionaries of Charity. Remember, we talked about this before. Grace, remember, enables us to rise above our selfish nature. And there are three levels, remember? justice